Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're tuning into another electrifying episode of 2% Solution Podcast, where we dive deep into making your good life great and turning the impossible into I'm possible. I'm your host, Diamond Well, your cheerleader in overcoming life's obstacles with a smile. Today, we've got a special treat for all you go-getters, you achievers, and everyone who's been told you're doing too much, but also, can you do this? Yeah, I'm looking at you, my high-flying friends. Today's episode is all strategies to overcome high-performer syndrome. It's going to be informative, uplifting, and who knows, we might just crack a joke or two that'll have you snorting your morning coffee out of your nose. Hopefully not while you're driving. So let's get started. First off, let's chat about what high-performer syndrome actually is. Picture this. You're the person who juggles five projects, volunteers, has a side hustle, and yet still manages to hit the gym at 5 a.m. Does that sound familiar? That's high performer syndrome. It's not officially in the medical books, but it's real in the world of us overachievers. It's the chronic need to perform at an exceptionally high level in every aspect of our lives, often leading to stress, burnout, anxiety, and often an empty bottle of your favorite stress relief shampoo. Yeah, I said shampoo because why not wash that stress right out of your hair? Dad joke? Keep it, leave it, whatever. Moving on. But here's a stat that'll bake your noodle. Did you know that according to a study we just made up for this episode, 87% of high performers believe that if they're not doing something productive, they're wasting time? Okay, we didn't really make it up. But there isn't an exact study on this. It highlights the pressure cooker situation many of us find ourselves in. And if that pressure cooker had a release valve, I'm hoping that today's episode is that. So how do we tackle this beast? Well, it's all about balance, boundaries, and the art of saying a word that many high performers find absolutely terrifying. Do you know what word that is? No. Learn the art of saying no. Great strategy number one. Because saying no isn't about being negative. It's about prioritizing your energy. Think of it as being the CEO of your life. Would a CEO say yes to every single meeting that came along? Heck no. They prioritize and so should you too. And one other thing, no, period, is a complete sentence. No need to explain yourself. And for all my Canadian friends and family, you don't even have to follow up a no with, I'm sorry, but, all right? You guys know who I'm talking about there. And I am so guilty of this one, not even funny. No is a complete sentence and it's okay to set that boundary. Strategy two, embracing imperfection. Now here's a fun fact. Did you know that Persian rugs have intentional flaws woven right into them? It's a reminder that only perfection exists in imperfection. So embrace those little flaws in your work. Misspelled a word in an email? Congrats, you're human. But there is a tool called Grammarly that could help you. And by the way, I'm not affiliated at all, but it saved me a lot of misspellings over and over again. But I jest. There's also a really cool Japanese philosophy, and it's actually more of an art style, and it's called Kintsugi. This is where they take a porcelain dish or a bowl or a mug, and they smash it. And then they put it back together with this sort of gold leaf look to it. So you can imagine that you see this beautiful, say, saucer that's been smashed, but put back together like a puzzle being put back together. And all you can see is these cracks are actually all these gold lines. Just Google it, Kintsugi. You'll be amazed at this. But it's basically reaffirming that there's beauty in the imperfection. So embrace imperfection, okay? It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing to be running away from. Now, strategy three, schedule me time. Yeah, you heard it right. Schedule time for yourself like it's the most important meeting of the week. Whether it's reading, meditating, even staring at a wall, contemplating the meaning of pizza, make the time sacred. Because if you don't prioritize time for you, no one else is going to do it. Now, strategy number four, learn to delegate like a pro. Delegation is not a sign of weakness. It was something I had to learn. It's a sign of a wise leader. Find tasks you can hand off and trust others to handle them. This not only lightens your load, but also empowers those around you. It creates a wonderful win-win culture. And you know what? People get better and they also appreciate the opportunity to have the added responsibility. Think about your own journey. Can you remember when that you found yourself in that exact same situation? I'm sure you have. And how did you feel when you were empowered with that task from maybe your boss, your CEO, your partner in life? It makes a big deal. But also, on the flip side, learn to be able to delegate, ask for help indirectly through those around you. Now, strategy number 5, stay curiously informed. Keep learning, but not just about how to be more efficient or productive. Dive into a hobby, read a novel, or learn the salsa. Keeping your brain engaged in fun, diverse activities can actually make you more creative and productive in the long run. Remember, folks, overcoming high performer syndrome isn't about doing less. It's about doing what matters most efficiently and joyfully. It's about finding that sweet spot where your passions, talents, and the needs of the world intersect. So take a deep breath. Give yourself a pat on the back for being amazing, and let's start putting these strategies in play. That's all the time I've got for today on the 2% Solution Podcast. I hope today's episode gives you the nudge to take a step back, reassess, and move forward with joy and balance, or as we like to say, harmony. Don't forget to hit the subscribe, leave us a review, and remember, you're just one strategy away from turning your high performer syndrome into your superpower. Until next time, keep laughing, keep loving, and keep living your best life. Diamond Well, signing off.